is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me on our First Advantage hotline, the color commentator for the UNC Bears football team, Aaron Rath. Aaron, my man, how are you?
I'm doing good, Brady. Trying to stay cool, but doing well.
Well, you're trying to stay cool. I mean, UNC's trying to stay cool. They're practicing, I mean, kind of in the heat of the day. I guess they're going to find out, just how tough they really are. Because, you know, you're going to have some Saturday games that aren't ideal. Might be pretty hot, you know, as we end of August, early September even. So they're kind of getting used to the heat.
Yeah, I think that's the exact plan. And the funny thing is you go out to practice and Coach McCaffrey's out there in jeans and a heavy shirt, trying to prove the point to his players. But the heat does not seem to be affecting them. Their energy level has been super high at practice.
I love that, though. So, I mean, Ed's kind of, you know, is he going to come out with like a wool coat at some point, too, to really prove that point? That would be the good thing, man.
That would be the good thing. That would be. I'd pay to see that.
I would, too. All right, so, Aaron, let's talk a little bit about, but Dylan McCaffrey, people still, you know, really want to see if he can take that step forward here. It was such a big transition. It was such a big story last year. You know, you get a stud player like him in high school, transfer from Michigan to UNC. I mean, even if you take the McCaffrey name out of it, that was such a huge transfer, maybe one of the more popular transfers to come to UNC, coming off of Michigan. Didn't have the year he wanted. Talk to me about the run game a little bit and how that's going to help Dylan, because, you know, when you're relearning that offense, and again, I know he was in it all year last year and he's with Max and Ed all the time, but you're still trying to gel, and so there might be some of that early in the season. If the run game can be solid, then that's really going to help Dylan's progression throughout the year, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think the run game has looked really good in practice. Something that I've seen that they've done that I have never seen in the past is they actually have a whole section where all they're emphasizing is the run game. They'll bring the linemen in, the quarterback, the running backs and fullbacks, and then they'll run them against the whole defense and let those running backs try and get through those holes. So it's been really impressive to see. Elijah Dotson, unfortunately, hasn't had a chance to practice. Some paperwork issues going on, but he's supposed to be back today. But that's been a good thing because that's given the Bears an opportunity to kind of look at who is behind Elijah Dotson, who's going to get the ball besides Elijah. We know he's not going to carry every time in the season. So it's been a good thing.
So what does that depth chart look like? Because, again, you and I have talked a lot about Dotson. I mean, you were – even back in the spring game, you know, that was one of the emphasis there. We only got to see him for – he and Dylan didn't play a lot in that game, but we got to see quite a bit from those guys, or, you know, enough to go, all right, this guy's going to be good. What does that depth chart look like?
So there's probably – I would say there's four other guys that have really stood out at practice, and the guy that's been getting the most – number one carries with Dotson not there is Jaquez Robertson, a sophomore out of Mission Viejo. He redshirted last year. He's listed at 5'9", 190. I think he's maybe Charles Barkley-ing his height a little bit. But he's very quick and is very elusive getting through those smaller holes. And then we've seen some Jordan Hornbeek. We've seen some Caden Mice and Bryce Vaz, who is a freshman kind of coming out of Parker, Colorado, Legend High School. We've seen a lot of him carrying the ball. And the thing with the four running backs on top of Dotson to make five is they all really run very similarly. You know, typically if you have a two running back combo, you see two different styles of running game. But these guys all kind of run the same.
So what do you think, man? I mean, you're talking about some good runners there, and you say, hey, they're kind of running the same. It's a good format here. Do you think this team is really going to dedicate themselves to that run game where maybe Dylan's not expected to do a whole heck of a lot, where you're just running the heck out of the football?
I think we could easily see a more 50-50 split in the run. In the past, it's typically been 70-30. If I had to go back and look, I would say about 70-30. I think we're going to see closer to 50-50. When you've got a stud running back like Elijah Dotson, who's getting preseason recognition, and then you've got some great running backs behind him, you know, hand the ball off. Let those guys take care of it and take some pressure off of Dylan. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think that'll be key, especially early in the season as you're kind of unfolding that offensive playbook a little bit more. Aaron Rath joining us, color commentator for the UNC Bears football team. Aaron, you saw the Big Sky rankings and everything, and we're used to this. I mean, we've seen the Bears picked near the bottom quite a bit, but between the media and the coaches poll, basically in last place, I think tied in one spot, second to last in the other. What did you make of the preseason rankings?
It's preseason rankings. I really don't look a lot at them simply because a lot of people, coaches, media, all they're looking at is how they finished out last year.
Right.
They don't look at, you know, UNC brought in the most FBS transfers in the Big Sky in nine, and a lot of those guys are going to get starting time. They brought in a previous All-American at running back. They don't look at that kind of stuff. They just kind of look historically. And so I really don't take a lot I really don't look at it too much. I mean, Northern Colorado at the bottom, I fully expected. The one that kind of surprises me is Eastern Washington in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, that was interesting, too. Just kind of seeing, you know, what some of these voters are getting. You know, like you said, most of it's primarily based off the season before, but there's sometimes little nuggets here and there that you can take. Maybe they're losing a key player or coaching change or whatever. But what was the thought process there with Eastern Washington?
I don't know. I think, again, that just proves my point that they're looking at who they had last year, at how they played last year, not necessarily who they have to replace. And when you have to replace a quarterback like Eric Berrier, like Eastern Washington does, I think that they've got to be a little bit lower and work their way up. But, you know, it is what it is. I think the Bears have kind of looked at this and said, all right, fine. The coaches think we're going to finish last, and the media thinks we're going to finish in 11th. Let's just show them wrong. Let's prove them wrong.
We haven't had a chance to get Ed on, and you know, recently here, hoping to do that soon. Have you talked to him much about that? Do they want to talk about that? We had a couple players in last week, and Brooks Talkington and Zach Angelillo. They were both like, hey, we don't even want to go there, man. We don't even want to discuss it.
I don't think they're looking at the bottom and looking where other people believe they're going to finish. I think they're looking at the top, where they want to finish. When they break their huddles, you know, they instead of saying "Go Bears" or whatever, it's Big Sky Champs. So they've got their sights set on the top, not where they're ranked in the preseason on the bottom. So I don't think they really want to talk about it too much.
How realistic is that, too, by the way, Aaron, when you hear Big Sky Champs? And I know you, everybody, this is that time of year. You want everybody to get excited. It's a clean slate. Everybody's 0-0. We're desperate to see this team turn things around here and bring some excitement to the entire Greeley community. But when you hear Big Sky Champs, I mean, how realistic is that they could turn things all the way around as soon as this upcoming season?
Well, I mean, Sacramento State did it a couple years back where they struggled the year prior to claiming their part of the Big Sky Championship. So I don't think it's unrealistic. I think it's extremely difficult when you've got Montana State up top of the conference and then Sacramento State and Weber State up there as well. It's going to be tough. I think a good season for the Bears would be on that selection show day that they're sitting there on the bubble trying to get playoffs, whether they get in or not, would be, you know, a super exciting day. But I think if they can position themselves so they're at least in that spot, I think that's a really good season for the Bears.
I'm talking to Aaron Rath, color analyst for the UNC Bears football team. Okay, Aaron, we were messing around on Thursday on Good Morning NoCo, throwing bets and bold predictions out there. You had one. You were chiming in that morning. You're putting the hair on the line, man. What's going on there?
Yeah, I'm putting the hair on the line. Well, first I said I'd shave my head, and you guys all balked at that because, you know, I shaved my head for like 15 years straight. So, but I'm gonna. If the Bears can finish 500 or better, six wins or more, I will dye my hair blue, and not just temporary blue, like where I dye it and then it washes out. I'm going blue. We're getting some UNC blue in there.
I absolutely love it, man. I think that's a great move. That'll be so much. So now I think people that know the broadcast and know you and know the station, they're going to be rooting for those six wins even more so this upcoming season, more than ever before.
Well, a lot of the players have already told me to start picking out the blue dye because they're going to make sure it happens.
I see, and I love that, too, because you're getting the players involved, and they're excited about it. Yep. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron. Since the Bears have joined, you know, Division I FCS football, they've only had two seasons where they've won six games, and the rest has been, you know, quite a few lower than that, three or four, right?
That is correct. They've only had two seasons where they finished above 500 with six wins. But I got to be honest with you, Brady, looking at this roster coming into fall camp, there were a couple areas where I was worried. But I would have to say that right now, I think we're probably looking at one of the best Bears rosters we've seen in a very, very long time.
Well, I hope you're right, man. And, you know, the turning the page overall from all the drama that we saw last, you know, late in, or early in the year, I suppose, it seems like Ed's kind of got his guys now, and this is not uncommon throughout college football, especially now with the transfer portal, but it takes a little while, and Ed has been there 3 years, only two seasons of coaching, or one season of coaching, excuse me. But it does, you know, now he's had the time to really get the guys in that that he feels can really embody what he's trying to do as a football team.
Yeah, his coaches really went out and got the guys that they wanted to fit into this roster. I was talking to Eddie Gonzalez, and he was talking about the two big defensive linemen that they brought in from East Carolina and Florida. And Eddie was telling me that his goal in the offseason was to get one of those two to commit, and he was able to get both of them to commit. So they're going after big guys that have good playing time that are going to come in and make the Bears a winning program.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope they're right. We're dying for it, man. We want to see this Bears football team bring some noise, bring some excitement this fall. Aaron, my man, I know we're going to be announcing some coaches show dates coming up and, you know, everything there with our continued coverage. We just appreciate all that you do. We're looking forward to hearing you and Mr. Blake Olson on the call coming up just a few weeks away.
26 games and like 2 hours. But you knew I would know that.
So I follow this account, and I like Christmas. So I follow this Facebook account, and it's a Christmas countdown. It's just hilarious. I don't know why, but I follow it. They literally start the countdown at 12:01 the day after Christmas. You are kind of like that with the Bears. Every time, as soon as the Bears season's over, you've already got the countdown going.
Well, the Bears kind of help me out now. If you look at the football schedule page on uncbears.com and go to football schedule, they have it right up there. It's the next game, 26 days, 2 hours, and 13 minutes until kickoff.
We are almost there, my friend. Aaron, appreciate you as always. And, man, I hope your hair is going to be blue here in a few months.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know how my wife feels about it, but I hope so too.
All right, my man. There he is, Aaron Rath, color analyst for the UNC Bears. And, you know, it is an exciting time. This is how it goes. You're always kind of excited to see it's a new beginning here. And let's see if the Bears can finally put it together. All right, we'll talk more on the other side. Interesting development from the death of Demaryius Thomas. More findings on what exactly caused it, too. So we'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.